It's the music that we choose.
Now on Afternoons, music with Stevie Jacobs.
And he does join us every Thursday, usually after 1:30, but we've got Stevie a little bit earlier for us today, looking at the hits of a great Australian band, In Excess. And Stevie, it's been a big week for In Excess.
Yeah, hi Deb. 45 years ago, on the 16th of August 1977, the Farris Brothers, a band that would soon be renamed In Excess, played their debut gig at a house party in Whale Beach in Sydney. Well, since that day, In Excess has sold over 70 million albums worldwide, making them one of Australia's biggest selling music acts of all time. Now, to celebrate this momentous occasion, this Tuesday, the 16th of August, just passed, was declared World In Excess Day. The band, along with their record company, announced some exceptional new releases, fully remastered albums, and a one-hour-long TikTok celebrating the 35th anniversary of their masterpiece album, Kick, featuring interviews with the band and their music producer, Giles Martin, son of famous Beatles music producer Sir George Martin. It really has been a wonderful week of celebration for a unique band.
Yeah, a unique band and a much-loved band too. And they developed a very distinctive sound.
Yeah, really from the moment they arrived on the scene playing new wave and pop music, they had an incredibly fresh sound. Now, their style changed. They became better known as a pub rock band, which included dance and funk elements. But there was also a mix of classic rock, soul, new wave, and that really enabled the band to create a rock and roll groove all of their own. It also didn't hurt, of course, they had one of the most charismatic lead singers in the world in Michael Hutchence. Now, during their career, In Excess recorded 12 studio albums, 12 compilation albums, 14 video albums, 5 EPs, 4 live albums, and 70 singles. So it's very hard to choose just a few of them to play, Deb.
Yeah, it certainly is. Well, we better start with their first big international single then.
Yeah, Don't Change. That was released in 1982 as the second single off the band's third album, Shabu Shabar. The song climbed into the top 20 on the Australian singles chart. But more importantly, it reached number 17 in the US. The band received their first taste of international success. And Don't Change went on to be covered by bands like the Goo Goo Dolls and even Bruce Springsteen and became an In Excess classic.
Yeah, classic pub rock. And then a year later, Stevie, the band was really starting to get that roll rolling on.
Yeah, they certainly were. In 1983, Original Sin was the lead single from In Excess's fourth album, The Swing. Now, at the helm of production was legendary American producer Nile Rodgers. Now, the track features backing vocals from Daryl Hall of Hall & Oates, who later said in an interview, "I don't know why they got me in because they're good singers. They didn't need me, but I did it anyway." Originally, the lyrics were "Dream on, white boy, dream on, white girl," but were changed to reflect Nile Rodgers' interracial parentage. And Original Sin went on to peak at number one in Australia.
It's a great track. And this next one, Stevie, almost didn't happen.
Yeah, it nearly never existed. Worried that the album Listen Like Thieves had no hits, their producer Chris Thomas advised In Excess to add one last song to the all-but-finished album. Well, that resulting late-entry track was released as the lead single and went on to give the band their first American top 10 hit. Instrumentalist Andrew Farris said, "We left the studio that night knowing we had one day left and we had to deliver a big hit." Talk about pressure. Well, they certainly did deliver and came up with What You Need.
Yeah, a lot of our listeners, Stevie, loving this. And a lot of people have seen them live. One texter just letting me know that they've seen them in the mid-90s at the Horden Pavilion. Front row, Michael Hutchence had a broken ankle. He sat on a stool the whole night and absolutely one of the greatest shows I've ever seen. And he rocked that place even sitting down. He was a rock god, that is for sure. You fast forward, Stevie, we go to 1987, and this was the masterpiece album.
After I saw them live in Wollongong, and Michael Hutchence, what an incredible frontman. But we're talking about In Excess's album Kick, which spawned many hit singles. But the first was Need You Tonight, which became the band's only single to reach number one in the US. Now, Need You Tonight also peaked at number two in the UK singles charts and reached number three in Australia. The infamous riff came to Andrew Farris as he was waiting for a cab. And after hearing the demo, Michael Hutchence wrote the lyrics in just 10 minutes, The music video was brilliant and went on to win 5 MTV Video Music Awards, including the 1988 Video of the Year.
Yeah, such a great track and such a great album. We'll hear some more of the music of In Excess right after this. 23 past one, we're standing by to bring you this press conference from the NRL with the announcement on who will be hosting the grand final. Sydney is in the box seat and Jim Wilson has already let us know that he's had confirmation it is Sydney, but we'll get the official press conference and bring that to you live as it happens in the next 7 minutes or so. But we're talking music with Stevie J. It's a big week for In Excess, their 45th anniversary this week. And Kick, that great album, Stevie, had so many hits on him. The Devil Inside was one and this classic too.
Yeah, the first two hits that came out were a little more smoky and sultry, and then they came out with New Sensation, which really pumped up the funk with a guitar riff from Tim Farriss and a big sax solo from Kirk Pengilly. Released in 1988 as the third single off Kick, New Sensation peaked at number 3 in America, number 9 on the Australian ARIA chart, but the track was very successful in Canada, where it went all the way to number 1.
Yeah, so good. And Michael Hutchence, of course, Stevie, made a lot of news, not just for his music. He also famously dated Kylie Minogue, and this song is reportedly about her.
Yeah, Dev, released in 1990 as the first single from In Excess's 7th studio album, X. Suicide Blonde is supposedly about his then-girlfriend, Kylie, who bleached her hair for her role in the 1989 film Delinquents. Now, the track peaked at number 2 on the Australian ARIA singles chart, number 9 in the US, but it did top the modern rock and mainstream rock charts. Now, if you're a big In Excess fan, you might notice the similarities between the song's main riff and the riff from their 1984 single, Original Sin.
And look, Stevie, we said at the outset it's hard to choose because there's so many great songs, but this one would have to be the all-time great.
Look, they've had so many hits there, but as a classic piece of songwriting, Never Tear Us Apart is In Excess's crowning glory. A big part of the song's success has to do with its timing. Now, it was originally recorded as a blues track, then transformed into a Viennese waltz with dramatic pauses, Michael Hutchence's beautiful lyrics, and just a stunning vocal performance filled with passion, longing, and desperation. Dev, this is a love song to last throughout the ages.
Oh, so good, Stevie. Well done. Happy anniversary, 45th to In Excess.
Yeah, rock on, Deb.
Good on you, Stevie. We'll catch you next week. And we do talk music every week with Stevie. We did it a little early this week. We're waiting for this press conference to happen any minute now from the NRL with the announcement of the grand final. We'll bring it to you live as it happens. And we'll also get the news headlines for you in just a tick. But you've got a suggestion for our music segment, let us know. Send us an email, 2gb.com, and we'll dive into it for another segment of Music with Stevie.